Now, the worship of Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in Avon, New York. Reverend Mia Richardson, pastor. Welcome to worship with the Avon United Methodist Church.
Good morning, saints.
Good morning.
I left out the sinners because I know there's none here today. You got through the snow and everything to get here, including Mark, whose birthday it is today. So, happy birthday, Mark. Welcome to the Avon United Methodist Church. And if you are a first-time visitor, welcome. And we do hope that you will join us again. Also, I would like to say, if you are here from before, we hope that you will make this your home as a congregation and as a fellowship. And if you have been here for an extended period of time, which looking over some of you, we hope that you will continue to share your experiences and your life journey through this congregation and fellowship. A couple of things before we begin. You will hopefully have noticed that in your bulletin, there was a blank piece of paper. On that piece of paper, I would like you to write what you feel are the gifts of the Spirit given to you, personally, individually. What are the gifts of the Spirit? So, the individual on that standing next to the sign, that was me about 37 years ago. Thank you, Doc, for sharing that. We gained a little, not as much as Natalie. Or maybe I have. You know, it's spread out differently than yours. And we're so glad that Natalie is with us this morning. Natalie is the pastor of this congregation. I'm just the guest pastor for a while. And we do hope that you will put up with me for this short period of time until then. Mary Martin will be here during March. And please feel free to call on me so that if you have any needs or you have somebody in the hospital, please contact me and let me know. Now, let us take this time to center ourselves and to open up our hearts, our minds, and our souls to God's Spirit.
Thank you.
Let us stand for the invocation. Lord God, the creator of life, we call upon you this day to open our hearts, our minds, and our spirits, to accept your spirit once again. Allow us to journey with you, to open up ourselves to new possibilities, to new ways, and to take our spirits and share them with others, those individuals whom we include in your presence. Please accept us this day and always. In the presence of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. Come, let us worship the Lord. Come, let us worship the Lord.
Whose testimony instructs the mind.
Come, let us worship the Lord.
Whose precepts gladden the heart.
Come, and let us worship the Lord, and the Lord our God shall bless us. Let us join together in our prayer of thanksgiving. Your law is perfect, O God. Your ways are just. We praise you for Christ, who makes known your word. God's enemy is nothing compared to the salvation you offer. The sweetness of honey is a foretaste of the feast you prepare. Made alive by your mercy and renewed in your spirit, we come adoring your goodness, O God, our rock and redeemer. Amen. Let us sing with heart and with voice. Many gifts, one spirit.
Yeah. the word of the Lord.
Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 31a. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so is it with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot would say, because I am not the hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the ear would say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members of the body, each one of them, as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need for you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need for you. On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And those members of the body that we think less honorable, we clothe with great honor. And our less respectable members are treated with great respect. Whereas our more respectable members do not need this. But God has so arranged the body, given the greater honor to the inferior member, that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then deeds of power, then gifts of healing, forms of assistance, forms of leadership, various kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all possess gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? But strive for greater gifts. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Spirit says sing, I'm gonna sing with the Spirit and praise the Lord. I'm gonna sing when the Spirit says sing and obey the Spirit of the Lord. I'm gonna sing when the secrets are to change. I'm gonna sing with the Spirit, praise the Lord. I'm gonna sing when the Spirit says sing. Anywhere, Lord, reign.
asked you at the beginning to fill out a small sheet of paper, gifts that the Spirit has given to you. So, how many of you wrote down something on your piece of paper? The reason that I asked you to do that is that I will bet you that you probably do not have on your piece of paper more than at least two other people within this entire congregation put down that same thing. The reality is that God has given to you a gift, a spiritual gift. And one of the things that we are reminded of, especially by Paul as he's speaking to the individuals at Corinth, is that we do have different gifts that the Spirit has given to us. Look at your spiritual gift. How many of you truly feel that God has touched you and given you a special gift? Hopefully all of you feel that way. Because whether you realize it or not, God has given you a special gift. Why do you think that on this wheel that I have placed before us this day, that there are doves? I know you're not used to the pastor asking you questions. But the reality is I ask questions because I don't want to just share what God's gift is to me. I want also to know what God's gift has been given to you. So therefore, I do ask you, why do you think there are doves here? Natalie, put your hand up. You should know this one. Right. Doves are a symbol of the Holy Spirit. From when? We as Christians, we realize that the presence of Jesus Christ, when he was baptized, that the dove descends upon him. Okay? But the reality is that the dove shows up in scriptures way before that. What happens when the covenant of God is made with his people?
There was a dove.
Right. The dove comes back to the ark, and the rainbow appears. To show us that there is a covenant that God has made with each and every one of us. A covenant which goes on, but then in the reality of the presence of the history of God's people is that we even today oftentimes turn the other way. We fail to look at the presence of God and God's Spirit that even is in among us. That is why I wanted to draw your attention today into the reality of what God's presence and his Spirit is with you. The reason that I have placed the large dove in the center is because at baptism we are reminded of the presence of God and what God has done during that time of baptism. And also to show that as Christians that the dove and the presence of Jesus Christ is that large dove. That dove and that spirit of love and also the spirit of Jesus Christ sharing God's spirit with us. Even in his own land, he goes to the temple and he says, "Today the spirit of the Lord is upon me." How many of you feel that the spirit of the Lord is upon you? You should all raise your hands. Okay? Because the Spirit, whether you realize it or not, is upon you. But it's what you do then with that Spirit. What are you going to do with that spiritual gift that God has given to you and that you've written down? When is the last time that you shared it with someone else? As Jesus shared in the temple in the scripture this morning. How are you going to share it? How are you going to share it with the young one? Several weeks ago, I was at another church, and it was announced that one 14-year-old had committed suicide. It is our responsibility as Christians today to share God's love, not just in words, but also in action, because there are too many individuals out there who claim to be Christian who are sharing hatred rather than love. We, as Christians, must share that love. Also on this wheel today, you will see that there are a variety of sizes of doves to show us that journey toward the presence of God is different for everyone. Each one of us is different. So therefore, it is important to dialogue as Christians. When I was leaving Avon 30-some years ago, one of the things that the district superintendent asked me was, what does congregation look like? Is it conservative? Is it liberal? And I said, yes. I said, the reality is we have individuals who really should be Unitarian on one side, and we have individuals who are extreme fundamentalists on the other. One of the things that continues to hold my heart here oftentimes is the memory of the presence of the adult class and the conversations that they used to have, because they used to meet in the back room. Sitting in the office, oftentimes I could hear them arguing. I should say, open discussion. Heated discussions at times. But the reality is that when they were leaving that place and going through the door, they would embrace one another. We, as Christians, living in a world that is so divisive at times, need to share that we can get along with one another, because God's Spirit continues to enrich us and to allow us to be different from one another and yet loving toward one another. We need to give that spirit of hope to our young ones, especially, so that they can be brought up in the care and the love of knowing Jesus Christ, not just in words, but also in compassion and in loving nature. We must remember that we are a part of God's world, not that God is a part of our world, and that we continue on our journey to be more like his Son, Jesus Christ, who accepted all individuals when he talks about, I have been placed here for the poor. He is not talking about those individuals who are poor monetarily, but are poor in spirit, to enrich them, to enliven them into a world of love. And that is our legacy for each one of us. I would like to close with the brief statement of faith of the Presbyterian Church as used in their General Assembly minutes. We trust in God the Holy Spirit, everywhere the giver and the renewer of life. The Spirit justifies us by grace through faith, sets us free to accept ourselves and to love God and neighbor, and binds us together with all believers in one body of Christ, the Church. The same Spirit who inspired the prophets and the apostles rules our faith and life in Christ through Scripture, engages us through the Word proclaimed, and claims us in the waters of baptism, feeds us with the bread of life and the cup of salvation, and calls women and men to all ministries of the Church. In a broken and fearful world, the Spirit gives us courage to pray without ceasing, to witness among all peoples to Christ our Lord and Savior, to unmask idolatries in the Church and in culture, to hear the voices of the people long silenced, and to work with others for justice, freedom, and peace. In gratitude to God, empowered by the Spirit, we strive to serve Christ in our daily tasks and to live holy and joyfully lives. Even as we watch for God's new heaven and new earth, praying, "Come, Lord Jesus," with believers in every time and place, we rejoice that nothing in life or in death can separate us from the love of God and Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Oh, This has been Filled with the Power of the Spirit with Pastor Marvin Krieger from January 27th, 2019. God has given spiritual gifts, special gifts, to each of us. How do we share our unique gifts with each other? In a world that is so divided, we need to share our differences in ways that unite us instead of separating us. The Spirit makes each of us an individual, and the Spirit can make all of us a whole.
You've been listening to the Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in the village of Avon. We hope that you have experienced the love of Jesus Christ during your time with us. We invite you to join us on the air weekly at 7:30 a.m. Sundays. Please visit us on the web at avonnyumc.org or call us at 226-8600. May God richly bless you.